Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free right on my website at www.karencam.com. Just put your name and email address in, and we will send you a link to download the free excerpt of the book. And not only that, you will actually get free access to six of my health and wellness classes right online that you can watch at any time you have free time. So today we're going to do what seems like a controversial topic. We're going to be talking about cancer, but not just cancer, just about diseases in general. And the reason this is coming up is because there's so many folks around us right now, left, right, and center, that have been, you know, telling me or sharing with me that their loved ones have been diagnosed with cancer or some other chronic illness. There's supposedly, you know, lots of factors in our environment that we were told even by, you know, natural doctors that are contributing, you know, to our high rate of cancers and diseases, such as toxins. We've talked about, you know, electromagnetic toxins like last week, and toxins in our food and genetically modified foods, and, you know, the stuff that's in our skincare ingredients, our cleaning ingredients, and then mental, you know, mental emotional toxins that we carry, not just our own, but from our ancestors, you know. So with all these different things, and it seems like on the surface that all these different stressors are really causing people to have these diseases and illnesses. So today I invited a friend of mine and author of Simplicity of Self-Healing, Lisa Warner, to talk about her experience and her amazing healing journey about, you know, how can we view and perceive these kinds of very stressful illnesses and diseases such as cancer in a different light, so to really empower our healing in the real world, okay? So not kind of airy-fairy stuff, but like how can we really shift our perceptions so we can be in a healing mode. I know I talk about in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, that you know, one of the downsides of being diagnosed with any disease such as fibromyalgia, which I was diagnosed with, is that sometimes we tend to hang on to that diagnosis like it's some sort of medal or trophy. I mean, that sounds harsh, but I'm talking about myself. And it's sort of like, oh, I have this, you know, and then, I, you know, one can get really attached to labels, and sometimes I really don't like to do certain, you know, x-rays or MRIs or whatever on my patients, because we know kind of what's going on in their bodies already without the x-ray. But sometimes they need the x-ray, you know, to solidify in their minds that they have something going on that they actually need to address, and they need to, you know, shift, you know, they need to, you know, get to a place where they take responsibility for their self-care. So there's no absolute rights or wrongs. And when Lisa Warner was facing cancer herself, she realized that well-being was her true nature, and that the illness, in essence, was some sort of distortion from her natural state of being. So she learned how to detect and subsequently clear her field of distortions, healing herself of cancer. So that's why I've invited Lisa to come on my show today to share her fascinating story and maybe some helpful hints, including, you know, how to tell what quote-unquote asteroids of distortions we have floating around in our fields. You know, could be, you know, hint, you know, anxiety, diseases, you know, mentality, lack, victim, embarrassment, thoughts that I'm not okay. She's going to share with us four simple steps to dissolve our asteroids of distortion, and then how to raise our consciousness and change our reality. Oh, my gosh, how awesome is that? And those of you that are Law of Attraction fans like I am and fans of the movie The Secret, we do want to know how we can change our realities and not just consciously think, oh, yes, I am perfectly well, and then be disappointed when, you know, we're not, we're still having symptoms and we're not cured. So how can we raise our consciousness to change our reality? Lisa Warner has studied consciousness for over 20 years, and her passion is showing how disease is created on an energetic level and how healing and awareness tools can be used to recreate radiantly healthy bodies. She's a consciousness facilitator, Access Bars practitioner, and the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. So thank you, Lisa, for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Karen. Gee, we'll just we'll clear all those asteroids of distortion, change our consciousness, and change the entire reality, and then we'll go to lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'll
so share with us a little
minutes.
Bit about your story.
Awesome. Well, my story, you know, the story itself isn't really all that important other than the fact that what happened for me was I grew up in this really radiantly healthy body. I was an athlete, and as a child, I had full awareness that my body was supposed to remain healthy, fit, and vital for my entire life. And I knew that I really trusted my body when I was growing up as an athlete, and I could eat anything. I was always very healthy, and so I knew that I was able to trust my body to balance itself and regulate itself. But what happened was I had all these quote-unquote distortions of I'm not good enough, I'm not okay, I don't fit in, all of these things that were emotional stressors in my life. And the biggest one being that when I was very little, when I was 2, I had full awareness that life on planet Earth was only a tiny portion of the all that is. And I knew that in the all that is, there was no judgment. It was complete, total, unconditional love, acceptance. And then when I looked around in this reality as a 2-year-old, I saw that my parents didn't even like each other. Like, there was no love and acceptance even with my parents. So I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not safe here. This reality doesn't work. It's not like the big reality that I remember. So I tried to hide the big reality, the one that's unconditional, where we're unlimited, and just thinking that I wouldn't be able to access that here. So as I grew up and faced all the hardships of this crazy limited reality and buried the truth that I knew at the age of 2, I found that my body started to degrade. It started to get heavy. It started to get out of shape. It started to exhibit signs of disease and, you know, it started out as dis-ease, just this vague, you know, discomfort, not being comfortable in my body, the body not responding the way it should, and not rebalancing itself, you know, until it really, you know, it progressed into a state of disease. And so I realized at the time that the only way that I was going to be able to allow my body to do what it actually naturally does, to rebalance itself, regenerate itself, rejuvenate itself, was that I had to clear out all of those distortions of I'm not good enough, I'm not okay, it's not safe to be here, you know, all of those. I needed to clear them out so that I could remember the true state of unlimitedness that we are as beings, that is natural to us. And as I learned how to do that, and as I started to remember the truths with the capital T's, you know, the larger, higher dimensional realities, my body did just literally rebalance itself. And it was really very simple when I got out of the way and let my body do its thing.
Wow. So, you know, people might say, well, gee, what about we have these distortions about I'm not good enough and, you know, self-blame and shame and all these kind of things, but what about the quote-unquote reality of, you know, things that we feel like, you know, toxins and molds and electromagnetic fields and things like that that are supposedly, you know, causing and contributing to our cancers and other diseases. Are those things not equally or just as important as our internal feeling of, you know, wellness?
That's a great question. And from my perspective, they all fit in together. Because as unlimited beings, which is our true nature, there is nothing that has power over us. So there is nothing to be afraid of. There is nothing that can harm us. But when we're here in this physical reality, we give up our power. We forget that we are unlimited because we're surrounded by this limited reality where we are in physical bodies that die, that get diseased, that get hurt. You know, we face all of these limitations, you know, not enough money, all of these different things that cause us to believe that we are limited. So as long as we believe that there are things that have power over us, then that's what's going to happen, because this reality directly reflects who we are being. Not who we are as beings, but who we are pretending, quote unquote, to be as we are being human. So being human, part of that is experiencing ourselves within the limitations, the confines of a physical body, which cause us to believe that we end where our skin ends, that we are
right.
What is inside the skin, which is actually not true.
Wow.
So as long as we believe all of these toxins, they do have a direct effect on us. And so I'm not saying that the toxins are not real. That's not the point. The point is that if we start remembering that we are unlimited beings and that our bodies actually have their own innate intelligence, if we start to look from that perspective, from the perspective of our soul's eyes, then we can start to look around and we can start to be more aware of these things that we are putting in our bodies. We can start asking better questions. You know, body, hey, do you want to eat this? Hey, would this be good for you? Hey, you know, the body actually really knows all of these things. And the body, when it's functioning at its ultimate, can easily assimilate anything that we end up ingesting because it knows how to get rid of toxins. It knows how to do all of these things. But if we're operating from a point of unawareness and we don't trust our bodies and we think that things are bad for us, then that's what's going to happen. The body is going to reflect, ooh, I'm eating something that's bad for me. So that awareness in itself will start to manifest in your reality because that's the way this reality is set up. It's set up to be a direct reflection of the thoughts and emotions that we are programming into this reality.
So, Lisa, I have a question that I've been dying to ask to clarify this piece, and that you said that wonderfully. Thank you so much. So I've got, say someone says, well, that's why I don't want to know, you know, about, you know, toxins and things like that, because I don't believe in them. I don't believe that they hurt me. So I can eat whatever I want. I can, you know, so they don't want to, you know, believe that their cell phone's toxic or anything like that. And so are they in some way protected from actually manifesting disease or illness from these things? Like, for example, most people are not aware that, you know, they had, say, EMF toxicity or they have some sort of mold toxin or something in their body until I or someone else, you know, makes them aware, oh, wow, look, there's this energy we found in your energy body, let's get rid of it. You know, so is ignorance therefore bliss? You know, is what I'm saying, if belief is really at the core of it. So why even tell people that there's anything harmful? Because if they just believe that everything's fine, like, you know, then, or they believe that, you know, anything they eat is fine, doesn't that protect them at all and make their body stronger? That's not what I'm seeing, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, theoretically, doesn't that help?
Well, that's really a very multidimensional question. Because if somebody is operating from their soul self and they know beyond, you know, with the capital K-N-O-W, they know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is nothing that can harm them, then it's actually, for them, it's not actually really necessary to know. But at that level, you are also operating from awareness. And you become aware, and you just become not interested in eating foods that are filled with toxins. You're not interested in ingesting foods with hormones and you know, all kinds of, you know, that have been sprayed with Roundup and all of that kind of thing, because they just energetically don't match your energy field. However, most people are not, you know, as humans, we weren't taught that. We were trained to believe that we're victims, that we are just kind of going along, bobbing along, doing the best that we can with whatever we've got, and, you know, that we have to eat whatever is put, you know, placed in front of us, and that we don't really have a whole lot of choices. So, and that's what life on Earth has been for so long, is that, you know, we haven't really been aware of what's in our foods. We haven't been aware that we have been destroying our environment. We haven't been aware that we have been, you know, placing toxins in our bodies by, you know, spraying chemicals on our crops. So, you know, at that level, when we're still running these, you know, quote-unquote distortions of, you know, it's not safe to be here, I'm not okay, something's wrong with me, all of that, then those things definitely have an impact on the body. So it depends on which, you know, what level of awareness you're operating from, which set of eyes you're looking through. Are you looking through the limited human eyes and, you know, just doing ignorance is bliss, and I'm not going to be aware of this, or I don't want to know, you know, then that just is covering up. You know, that's just kind of burying your awareness. Right, exactly. And that's never going to work, because you can't. Now the energies will not support us burying our awareness. We need to be aware of who we truly are. So anywhere that we're burying the greater awareness of who we truly are, that's going to show up in our reality as something that is uncomfortable for us, in whatever way that shows up.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great explanation. I mean, you know, it's funny because my mom, she's great, and but, you know, she sometimes argues with me about stuff because she doesn't want to know, you know. And she says, well, I don't want to, she says, you know, I don't want to, for example, earthing, you know, I don't want to, you know, replace my earthing mat even though it's, you know, bad or broken or whatever, because I don't want to be dependent on these things. I think that we should be able to live and, you know, without necessarily depending on, you know, those earthing mats or patches or supplements or anything like that. And of course, she lives in a building with cell towers on it, and the building across from them has cell towers on it, you know, things like that. And so her, you know, the reasoning is that I just, you know, don't want to be dependent. And I get that, because I definitely have, you know, periods of time where I felt, you know, the negative emotion of fear, like, oh my gosh, I'm not strong enough. You know, I'm not strong enough to withstand whatever, or, oh my gosh, I'm too sensitive, or I, you know, other people don't sense the negative vibrations coming from the cell tower, but I feel it in my body, and it's really uncomfortable. And so there's a little bit of fear there when that comes. And so anyway, so I'm sure you have heard that kind of perspective as well from other people. I don't want to be dependent on all these natural remedies, because our bodies should be able to deal with all this. And what you're saying is, on a true level, that is true. But that's not where a lot of people are resonating at this point.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more that we learn to depend upon ourselves, our higher selves, our more expanded knowledge, then we don't need to rely on the outside things for, you know, for our health and well-being, because the health and well-being comes from the inside. However, those things, although we don't need to depend upon them to make us healthy or keep us healthy, or we don't need to rely upon them to keep us healthy, we can always use them as tools. They can always support us in our choice for health. So there's a difference between allowing these things to support us you know, supporting ourselves with natural foods and things that help us, such as grounding mats or, you know, earthing mats and things, as opposed to relying on those things to do it for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I find that so so true that, you know, as I'm working to, you know, expand my awareness, that I notice now that what I used to be sensitive to, I'm not as sensitive to right now. And I thought, well, isn't that cool? But, you know, using the tools and realizing, oh, it's not this incredible, you know, addiction or need that I have to have the, you know, I have to have this, otherwise I can't feel good. But just knowing that my ultimate kind of, I don't want to say goal, but is that I notice that as my vibration gets higher, that naturally it just doesn't seem as difficult or hard. And it's not trying to force it. It's not trying to say, I'm supposed to be better by now. You know, I'm supposed to have a higher vibration. I'm not supposed to be relying on these tools, you know, but really a state of like self-love and acceptance of wherever, whatever stage I'm at, and be able to go, well, you know, at this point, you know, the tools are very helpful. You know, certain tools are very helpful and I enjoy them. And at the same time, it's not going to be forever.
Beautiful. Absolutely. And that your point about that is so great, about not judging yourself. You know, if we compare ourselves constantly, this has come up in my awareness in the last couple of days, which has just been so freeing for me, is that you know, that I realized that as long as I was comparing myself to some ideal of myself, I would always fall short. So, you know, if I'm comparing, you know, if my body has excess weight, and I'm comparing myself to my, you know, 16-year-old peak athlete body, like, well, geez, you know, I'm always going to be falling short. It's like, wait a minute, if I didn't compare myself to anything else or anyone else and just allowed myself to be exactly as I am and use the tools that I have available to me in this now moment, then everything is always okay. It's impossible to be not okay when you're not comparing yourself to someone else or judging yourself.
Ah, yeah, that's a great example. Now, you mentioned that you have four simple steps to help people dissolve their so-called asteroids of distortion. Can you share those with us?
Well, my four simple steps, they always kind of change and get simpler and simpler, but basically the first one is really to make a clear choice to become aware. You know, become aware of who you really truly are. Become aware and make a choice to stop experiencing whatever it is that you're experiencing. If you're experiencing something that you do not want, you know, illness or, you know, lack or limitation of any sort, anything that's causing you to feel uncomfortable, to feel discomfort, to feel diseased, then those things are not true for you as a being, because as infinite beings, it's impossible for us to be not okay. So as an infinite being, all of those things that cause us fear and worry and discomfort are not true. Those are the distortions of this reality. So in order to stop experiencing them, we have to make a clear choice that we no longer wish to tolerate those things, and to know that we do have another choice. That, you know, disease is not our only choice. You know, if we're what I realized was that, you know, when I was really in the throes of the deep, dark fear of my own body, I finally realized, you know what? I actually have another choice. I don't have to experience this. I remember my radiantly healthy body. And when I was remembering my radiantly healthy body, I knew that I was only remembering it because it was actually a choice. I realized that if I would not be able to imagine my radiantly healthy body if that was not an actual viable choice. So I chose to make that my standard. I chose that the radiantly healthy body was how I was going to operate from then on out, from that moment, I chose. It was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing the Radiant Health. And I chose to start looking through those eyes. And I chose to stop looking through the eyes of disease and fear of my own body. And the moment that I really clearly made that choice, everything started to change. So, and I started to become more and more aware of the things that were true for me and the things that were not. And I started to weed out all of the things that were not true. So I started from the blueprint of my radiantly healthy body and kind of worked backwards from there. So that was my goal. That was my end point. But I also realized that was where I was. That was my creation, and that's exactly what was going to happen for me. That was my reality. I started from the end point. I started from the radiantly healthy body and allowed myself to work backwards to where I was in the diseased body. So I realized that if I was working from the radiantly healthy body, that I had to use that as sort of the center point of the pendulum, that was going to be the reality. And so if I was experiencing pain or disease, or, you know, pain or fear or any of those other things, I would need to realize that that was the distortion and work with my body to go, okay, body, here's what's going on. What do I need to do? And I would just breathe with my body, and I would breathe with that radiantly healthy body until I had an answer. You know, maybe the answer was, hey, you know, you need to go and drink a bunch of detox tea today, or, you know, hey, you need to drink some extra water today, or you need to just lay in bed today. You know, whatever it was, I would start to just breathe and start to operate from being radiantly healthy, even though my reality didn't look that way in the moment. But that's the reality that I chose. And so that's how I ended up clearing out all of these distortions. So I just realized that, so when you realize that anything that makes you feel bad or uncomfortable or ill at ease, those are the things that are not true. Those are the things that we're giving our power away to. Mm-hmm. So bringing yourself back to the truth of who you are as a being, an unlimited being, your soul self, bring yourself back to the alignment with your soul self and stop and allow yourself to recognize that all of the other things are not true for who you are, and therefore that's why I call them illusions, because we're pretending that we're ill. We're pretending on some level, because as a being, an unlimited being, we can't be sick. We can't be unhealthy. It's only one tiny aspect of who we are, being human. So it's just if we look through the eyes of the soul, then all of those distortions start to fall away. Just like you were talking about, naturally, as your vibration raises, you just feel, you find that you don't rely on those other things quite so much, that it just automatically, organically changes on its own.
Yeah, and it's not even, through really having to convince myself, and it's a completely different feeling. Like, we had a Thanksgiving dinner at a friend of ours, actually a few days before Thanksgiving, and people brought all sorts of, you know, yummy foods, and people overate, and at that point, I was on this pretty strict diet, which I chose to do because my body said, this is what you need to do. And, you know, I completely enjoyed, you know, the pizza turkey I had and the steamed Brussels sprouts I had, and I was, like, completely in enjoyment, and what I realized is what I was healing was that fear of hunger and starvation, which probably was very ancestral, because all of my family members, well, my brothers and sisters, and we've all had a history of overeating, And it's not like we starved as children, because we didn't, but, you know, that there's this underlying theme of there's not enough, there's not enough, I'm going to starve, there's not enough. And I didn't know that was there until I did this diet and realized, wow, this stuff is coming up for me. I mean, I know intellectually I'm not going to starve, you know what I mean? But
right.
all this fear came up, and I was able to heal the fear. And so, you know, by the time I went to this party, it was totally okay. You know, people are like, oh, poor you, you can't eat this pie, and you can't eat this meat, and you can't, you know, whatever. I'm like, I choose not to, and I'm fine with it. It's okay, guys. You know, like, don't worry about me. I'm good, you know, and I could, like, just look at a piece of pizza or look at ice cream and go, eh, it's okay. You know, like, I don't have that craving to, oh, my gosh, I'm a lack because they can eat it and I can't, you know. That feeling has completely gone, so it was, like, so exciting to me.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge. Wow, good for you.
It is for me, so thank you. Oh, my gosh, Lisa, our time is just about up. Oh, my goodness. But you have summarized a huge amount of spiritual information in 30 minutes and really simplified it down. And you know, I mean, just talking about just remembering that energetic imprint of what you want to manifest and then working backwards from them, and that whole, you know, forgiveness and being true to yourself and realizing the true being of who you really are. And I can just feel, you know, all the love and acceptance and all this kind of stuff that comes with, you know, this being okay, I guess, you know, with who you are. And I think it'll give quite a few people comfort, like the ones that are looking and searching, you know, for this. How can I perceive my illness differently? So thank you so much, Lisa, for being on the show. I loved this.
Oh, it was really, really fun. Thank you so much, Karen. And I do hope that it gives people some solace, because there is a different choice and we don't have to suffer anymore. Suffering is completely optional these days, and it doesn't have to be difficult. It can actually be very simple to let it all go. So thank you so much for inviting me on today. This has been a blast. I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah, sounds good. So Lisa is at connectingyoutoyou.com. Is that right, Lisa?
That's correct. Yes.
So connectingyoutoyou.com and get a copy of her book.
Yay.
Yeah, The Simplicity of Self-Healing. All right. Thank you, Lisa, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, and happy holidays, everyone. Bye for now.
Happy holidays. Bye. Thank you.